The following message is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. This is Ariana Hatfield, Dominican University student athlete, and I want to personally welcome and thank you for tuning into tonight's episode of Ball is Life, the 10,000 Hour Burnout. Here we talk about the stresses in an athlete's life that can cause severe damage without the support and resources necessary to maintain inner peace. Welcome back to episode 7 of Ball is Life. Today we'll be focusing on the Netflix show Trophy Kids. This show focuses on preteens encountering the pressure of parents trying to turn their kids into pro athletes. This series shows firsthand what it's like for young student athletes and how the pressure can affect them all in different ways. The first kid is Justice. Now, if you've seen this show, his dad is crazy. This guy is harsh. He has him on a strict diet, has him working out multiple times a day, and believes that Justice has to fear him in order to respect him. Being on the outside looking in watching this show, I thought that was completely insane. Your kids should not fear you, especially when it comes to training them in their sport. There was a scene where Justice actually was shown in a boot because he was messing around playing at the park with his friends and he ended up breaking his ankle. That to me is like, okay, maybe his dad is gonna show up. He's gonna show a little bit more empathy, sympathy, be a little bit nicer to him. But I was very, very wrong. Justice's dad stayed the exact same. He still expected him to work out, still expected him to show up at 6 a.m. and do weights and work out other parts of his body besides his ankle. Now, this doesn't seem as crazy to me as a college athlete because I actually was just in a boot as well. I had a really bad sprain and my coaches still expected me to do the lifting, all the upper body lifting and exercise my other ankle and my other leg and stretch and do ab workouts, all that kind of thing. But this kid is 13, he's in the 8th grade. So you can see how kind of crazy that is to expect a 13-year-old to get up and still practice and train and perform when he's injured. That shows firsthand, that is the first sign of burnout, is being injured and expecting to be perfect and perform through that injury. In my experience, there's a difference between performing through adversity and hurting yourself. And I think that from watching this Netflix show and seeing his dad push him so hard to the point where he didn't want to do it anymore, shows that people need to be more mindful of the difference between hurting yourself and performing through adversity. But at the end of the documentary or docuseries, as some people would call it, it showed a clip of Justice just first getting into high school, and he talked about his dad and he talked about that experience of filming Trophy Kids. And he talks about how he completely cut off ties with his dad because he didn't want to play under that kind of pressure. He loved football, but he wanted to have fun. And his dad is actually the one who initiated cutting all ties off, because he felt that if Justice wasn't playing football, then what was the point? You know, he wasn't investing money anymore into this kid, and he's no longer a good investment, so why should I talk to him at all? And I'm thinking, and I'm watching this, and this kid's tearing up talking about his dad, and I'm like, dude, what is wrong with you? This is your kid. Your kid isn't your investment. You're not betting on a horse. You're raising a kid. And of course, I can't speak from experience because I don't have kids, but just being raised on these values and these the ideas of how you're supposed to be when you're having a kid, all I hear about from other people and, you know, from my parents is it's all about support. And Justice's dad just does not show that in this series, and I was shocked. And that's actually the main reason why I want to talk about this documentary in today's podcast, because we talk a lot about college students and high school students, but we don't talk about the kids who are being breeded to be athletes right now at such young ages. So with having said that about this guy that's super mean and horrible, and he wants his kids to fear him, and that's how they're going to succeed, we came across another parent. They didn't talk too much about their names, so I actually did not get the chance to say their names in this podcast, just because I think due to just them wanting privacy, they didn't say their names at all in the documentary, which was fine. So I will be calling them the Tennis Twins. They are two 13-year-old boys, same age as Justice, but there's no connection. They just both play tennis, and their mom is a rock star. She does not put pressure on them at all. She trains them, but she also trains with them, and it's not this insane overtraining workout where they're completely tired after and they don't want to do anything. They feel all this pressure. It's like they do some running and then they go to the tennis courts and she plays with them and they just work out a little bit just to get better and, you know, exercise, because that's really all she cares about. You know, the twins are having fun with each other and that's all that matters. You know, she's amazingly supportive, which is something that you don't see every day, not only in this documentary, but just in real life. A lot of parents sometimes can't put aside their own wants and needs to listen to what their kids want. So I really loved watching her. She was a little funny at some point. They had a tennis tournament and the boys were talking about that if one of them were to make it to the championships, or both of them were to make it to the championships, one would drop out so that, you know, the other one wouldn't feel bad if they lost or whatever. And she, the whole time she's in the background, she's saying, "It's God's will. It's God's will. I want them to win, but it's God's will." And it's not so much funny the words she was saying, but it was like, they almost were like, "Geez, mom, like, relax. Like, this is just tennis. It's not, I'm not Captain America, I'm not saving the world, it's just me playing tennis." But that just shows, like, with her, that little statement, like, she wanted them to win, but it's not in her hands, and she's not there to put all this pressure on them. She's not there to yell at them and make it seem like it's the end of the world if one of them loses, or if they don't necessarily perform to the highest standards. It's not a big deal. And seeing their mom with Justice's dad, comparing them to, they're two completely different parents. And I'm not necessarily saying that the Tennis Twins' mom should be how all parents are, or parents should be like her, but it is nice to put that out there so that a lot of parents can see with their own eyes that, you know, there is such thing as too far, pushing your kids too far. And if you push them too far, it's not the greatest feeling on both ends when you get to watch it firsthand. And then there was this last kid. Oh my God, she was the cutest little golf prodigy. Her name was Mariah. So she's about 9 years old, I believe they said, when they started it. I think she was 8, and then she turned 9 once they filmed the end, because at the end it was kind of they got to look back on it and reflect on it. But when they started filming, she was 8, and she was so competitive. All she wanted to do was win at everything. And her dad was very hard on her, but I wouldn't say as hard as Justice's dad was on him. Like I said, with, you know, the Tennis Twins' mom and everything, Justice's dad was probably the worst out of the entire documentary. He was just horrible. I'll leave it at that. He was just horrible. But Mariah's dad was actually not too bad. He was very hard on her. There were scenes where they were like screaming at each other on the golf, I don't even know what that's called, golf field. But yeah, they would have like outbursts and they would scream at each other. And it almost seemed as if Mariah didn't really like golf, but she just liked to win. And he had this like expectation, like she's the female Tiger Woods. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, dude, she is 8 or 9 years old. Like the female Tiger Woods, like she hasn't even hit puberty yet. Why are you focused on her professional golf career? That to me is insane. Like, please get a clue. Like this kid is just trying to have fun. Like I'm sure if you put her in a dodgeball tournament right now, she would have the same competitive drive that she has while playing golf. She just wants to win. And yeah, you can see like it doesn't seem like she really necessarily loves golf, but she does. She's competitive. And seeing that in a young female athlete, that was probably the happiest time for me watching the documentary, because I love seeing female athletes be competitive, because there's this stigma that, you know, female athletes don't work as hard as male athletes, or they don't have the same determination and drive to succeed like male athletes do. And, you know, obviously speaking from experience, I'm a women's basketball player. That's just not true. I think that it depends on just the person. It has nothing to do with gender. But she really inspired me, someone who's 21 years old, to keep having that fun being competitive. So yeah, with all these three people comparing their parents together, I thought this would be the perfect thing to talk about tonight, because parents, while their kids are young and they start playing sports young, are responsible for the mental health and recovery of their kids. Because while they're at a young age and they're saying, oh, mom, I want to play soccer, or oh, dad, I want to play football, it's their job to make sure that this isn't something that they begin to dread at such a young age. Because when you form those injuries young and you're being put on these diets and you're being expected to lift weights and your body is breaking down, by the time you're 13 or 14, you're not gonna wanna do it anymore. And I related to that a lot, because when I was a kid, I started playing basketball when I think I was about 10 or 11, and I trained all day, every day. It was my life. I eat, drank, slept basketball. That was all that I was responsible for, was playing basketball. And even though I loved it so much and I didn't mind, and my parents were very hard on me, I guess you could say they were kind of like Justice's dad, just to throw that out there. They were very, very hard, and they did have that mindset that I was supposed to fear them in order to respect them and listen to them and take what they were saying and apply it. But I did feel my body breaking down, and it became harder and harder. And now that I'm a senior and I'm 21 years old, I have all these back pains and knee pains, you know, and joint pains, and I'm talking about things like burning out and depression and anxiety and the long term effects of injuries, and it all gets too real too fast. And I wish that when I was that age, that my parents instilled in me the importance of just having fun with it. Because I can honestly say I do love the sport, but I don't love it as much as I did when I started. And that is just the cold, hard truth. And if my parents did instill that in me at that age, I guarantee you that I would still love it just as much. So yeah, that's all we have for tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Ball is Life.
This podcast has been created by the students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for listening to another episode of Ball is Life, where we look into an athlete's mind beyond the ball. See you next week.